You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 583 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brett Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week. I'll start things off with Ottawa's J.W. Jones. From his soon-to-be-released Everything Now, featuring Big Sugar's Gordy Johnson, this is Good to Be True.
We'll put her under. Your kiss is like a death wish. like a death wish. Leans in going towards her lip. It's all over with his hands on her hips. Watch him burn, watch him crave. Not change it to your grave. She's keeping herself in check, but she can feel his breath on her neck. Your kiss is like a death wish. If she could, she would resist. But the story goes just like this. What you yearn, what you crave. Not changing to your grave. It's gonna burn, it's gonna break. It's gonna be too late for you to stop in me. You got a death wish. Kisses is like a death wish. Your kiss is like a death wish. It's like a death wish.
When you're down and out, and you feel real hurt, come on over. The place where I work. Oh, your loneliness, I'll try to soothe you. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid, just come on. Play the blues for you.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from his Grammy-nominated Live at the Greek Theater, we had Joe Bonamassa, also featuring his good friend Kirk Fletcher, with their version of Albert King's I'll Play the Blues for You. Joe Bonamassa turned 46 on Monday. He was born May 8, 1977 in New Hartford, New York. He began playing guitar at 4 and eventually became heavily influenced by British acts Eric Clapton, Rory Gallagher, Cream, and later Stevie Ray Vaughan. At 12, Joe opened up for B.B. King and released his debut album A New Day Yesterday in 2000. Since then, he's released more than 24 albums, been nominated for 2 Grammys and 12 Blues Music Awards, winning 4 times, played Macho in 2010 and 2012, and won back-to-back Maple Blues Awards in 2016 and 2017. And Joe Bonamassa founded and oversees the nonprofit Keeping the Blues Alive Foundation. Before that, from their soon-to-be-released Death Wish Blues, we had Samantha Fish and Jesse Dayton with Death Wish. And I got this week's Rock and Blues Show started off with Ottawa's J.W. Jones, featuring Big Sugar's Gordy Johnson, and Good to Be True from his soon-to-be-released Everything Now. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, harmonica legend Magic Dick was born Richard Solowitz 78 years ago today, Saturday, May 13th, 1945 in New London, Connecticut. A founding member of the Jay Giles Band, they released 13 albums, charting 7 albums and 11 songs on 2 Billboard charts before the band called it quits in 1983, although they would occasionally reunite for live shows between 1999 and 2015. Magic Dick's 1994 reunion album with guitarist Jay Giles, Blues Time, won the 1995 Blues Music Award for Crossover Artist of the Year. They released their follow-up, Little Car Blues, in 1996. Magic Dick has also played with the likes of Deborah Harry, Canned Heat, Peter Wolf, Tommy Castro and the Painkillers, and released an EP with Shun Ng in 2016. From their 1971 sophomore release, The Morning After, this is the Jay Giles Band featuring birthday boy Magic Dick with Floyd's Hotel.
Drove me way across town, and that's where going on. They'll knock you on your feet. If you go to Kentucky, you hit jazz all over town. If you go to Kentucky, baby, Cincinnati, blues won't let you down.
Generic alternative presents its super cool and sophisticated listeners and indie-packed alternative rock with a splash of electronic dancing music. As an added bonus, some generically alternative facts and far-reaching tidbit information will delight your eardrums. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Closing out that set from their soon-to-be-released Back to Baton Rouge, we had Little Jimmy Reed with Ben Levin and Cincinnati's The Place to Be. And I got that set started off with the Jay Giles Band, featuring birthday boy Magic Dick and Floyd's Hotel from their 1971 sophomore release, The Morning After. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his just-released Gettin' Together, this is Montreal's Michael Jerome Brown, featuring Mary Flower, with the instrumental Wisecrack.
Thank you. Tell me what you think about me and you.
One, two, three.
Tell me what you see, baby.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, I know.